right here in the studio on Near FM Northside today, I have the privilege of having Mr. Lassane Kwedrekwo, of the chairperson of the African Solidarity Center. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Lassane, you are welcome. You're always welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for having me. My name is Lassane Kwedrekwo. I'm the current chairperson of the Africa Solidarity Center Ireland. And it's a great pleasure for me to be here again and to have this nice time with you in the radio. Before starting, please allow me, on behalf of the African community and the Africa Solidarity Center, to present our condolences for the sad news we just heard about our sister who passed away. We pray and we believe she may be resting in peace for the eternal life we all believe in. So our condolences goes to all her family, colleagues and friends, and may she rest in peace.
Thank you so much. That is so heartwarming, which is what we know African Center to be. Now, thank you for that, because she was from Africa and she lived here in Ireland, and she was also one of the trainees here, and so we do miss her greatly. Thank you for that warm condolence, because it always hits the heart, you know. Now, coming back to African Center, once it was called African Center, now it's known as African Solidarity. Could you just quickly tell us quickly the change in name? It's still the same organization.
Yes, Mary. Historically, the Africa Center Ireland is simply a short name. It has always been the birth name of the Africa Center Island is Africa Solidarity Center Island. So for easy way of calling it, it either Africa Center or Africa Center Island, if you want to make a differentiation between Africa Center in Ireland and Africa Center in other countries. So yes, we are now celebrating our 21 years. It was a very great initiative that our founding father thought about our integration issues in Ireland, and that's how it came about, creating or founding the Africa Center Ireland.
I mean, that's a good point, because it was founded in 2000.
Yes,
that's 21 years.
Yeah, 2000. That was the organization was officially founded, but it was officially launched in 2000. Making this year 21st
wow.
year.
Congratulations to that wonderful center.
Thank you.
Now, I mean, there must be a big celebration going on just to be here 21 years.
Of course. We have been having online activities going on. A few weeks ago, 2-3 weeks, we had even our founding fathers on Zoom call to tell us about the experiences and the challenges and the opportunities that they had at the time coming up with the Africa Solidarity Center Ireland. So it was an amazing experience. And again, speaking here, Mary, this Saturday, the 25th of June, we will be in Waterford organizing the African Diaspora Development Forum, which we usually organize every year, but due to COVID, it has been some time we hadn't had a chance to organize it. At that Africa Diaspora Development Forum, we will be having a powerful sisters, two ladies, Mamobo Ogoro, which is a PhD candidate in Limerick, and also CEO and founder of GORM, which she's amazing. She did some great research on migration involving the African diaspora, and we should be talking about it because the theme this year is challenges, opportunity of youth in African youth in the diaspora. And the second lady, which is, I don't need to present her, is our respected counselor and sister, Counselor Yemi Adenuga, which is an inspirational lady, a powerful woman who will take you to any planet on her and bring you back on Earth for you to realize the potentiality in ourselves and to believe in yourself. So I invite everybody who can make it We will be at St. Patrick Center in Waterford on Saturday from 10 to 5 p.m. For the celebration. And everyone is very welcome to join us.
Right. And I know that you're going to be providing some transport for people.
Yes, yes. So those who are willing to go and have a difficulty to afford transport should email us at info@africacenter.ie and they will be look after to allow them to attend the program.
It sounds a very powerful time that people should not miss.
Thank you very much.
And those who are supporting Africa to continue the integration. Thank you. And of course, Councillor Yemi is forever on our lips, a real empowerment.
A real empowerment, powerful and inspirational, and a lady that really take you to any planet you need. I say it, an amazing woman to not miss. And those who are listening to us, if they want, they should come and listen to that woman as talking or, you know, dealing with these issues of the team that we have this year, which is really quite, we discussed this before, Mary, the challenges and opportunity in among our youth in Ireland is quite, you know, problematic, but challenging, but opportunities are there, and we need to look at the positive side and how to empower those youth, which are our legacy. We need to leave them an amazing legacy for the continuation of our journey. That's something I invite everybody to attend.
Right, thank you. We plug that again just towards the end. Now, I just want to ask you something, Lassan, concerning the African Solidarity Centre, a wonderful centre that's been providing. What was the initial aims? Just remind people again, what was it set up to do?
Mary, like I said at the beginning, our founding father had a vision. They had ambition to achieve. There were some issues 20 years ago. I met with one of our amazing brother that you might know very well, doing the cultural project, Africa Cultural Project, who 2 weeks ago was telling me that he was celebrating his 40 or 41 years in Ireland, and while our Tonisha would been 2 years old when he arrived in Ireland. So we have been here for many years and have contributed so much to this country. However, there was a need to be visible. There was a need to be heard. There was a need that the African immigrant or diaspora at the time in Ireland have a platform, have a voice. And they had a vision that was just a tolerant and inclusive society that recognized the value and mutual benefit of inclusion and participation, that was a conscious for our global interconnectedness. We talk about interconnectedness is that it doesn't matter if you're from the south, east, or center, we're all interlinked and interconnected to each other as human beings. So that vision was really a motivational vision that led to the foundation of the Africa Center, which today we are kind of continuing the legacy that they have left us, and we are looking at leaving also a legacy for the younger generation to come, now and in the future.
That's wonderful. Now, there are five areas that you were looking at. I just wanted to know, thank you for that, because you need to have a voice.
Yes.
As a group of people. And you need to be able to connect with others as well and connect with yourself. So you need to connect with the Irish and then connect with yourselves.
Yes.
Because Africans are made up of so many. And in Ireland, it's such a privilege. I think I've met more African national than I was when I was in England. I've met so many. Ireland is so blessed. They've all gathered here because of their hospitality, and you are integrating them. But there are five areas I want to quickly just talk about, just really, really briefly, that that African Solidarity Center was aiming for, say, development education.
Yes.
What was that? Just briefly, just tell us what these five areas are about. This development education.
Probably development education is one of them, which is something that we work on by promoting Africa and the African continent positive image and messaging. I can tell you that for many people who knows some of the NGOs on the ground in many countries in Europe and elsewhere, tend to portray Africa with negativities. So the development education is a kind of a providing those counter information about the continent itself and as ourselves as people, because the negative images and messaging about Africa make people who don't understand, who don't know, some of the ignorance, if you allow me to say, to think that what they read and sometimes is true. When they see you, they judge you, or they miscalculate, they or have wrong perception of who you are on basis of your background, your ethnicity, or your color. That is wrong. The development education is something I invite schools, companies, organizations who can contact us and want to know about Africa also smile, because that's what the development education is about. Showing the positive emails and messaging about Africa. They can contact us and we're happy to provide them.
Right, some that is really encouraging. Materials. And then you have community development.
Yes, we have community development. The community development is the most powerful element of what we do, because, like I told you, even though the aims was to look at integration issues, one of the challenges that we are facing as a community is all the problem that impact us. In terms of our community, we have many African coming here as refugees, asylum seekers, undocumented issues. We have the political participation. Now we are so delighted and proud of our brothers and sisters who are now who become counselor, not because they just sat like this and become a counselor, who worked hard to become who they are today. And we had a Lord Mayor before in Portlaoise, and recently our Lord Mayor in Longford, which we value and respect so much. All this is part of our work. We do promote youth values. The Intercultural Youth Society is part of that. We provide support to families. Actually, Mary, believe me, mental health, which is something we are bringing back powerfully in terms of project in the coming weeks. Family have a lot of breakdowns. Housing, health, integration is so massive within our community that was not addressed before. Now we are providing services to all that. Our community is facing challenges, racism, discrimination, and hate sometimes. So we are addressing all that with victims, but also addressing that at institution level with proposition of policies and even providing legal support sometimes if necessary to some of the clients. Many of our families, friends, have either somebody who have been victim of racial profiling, police brutality, or even in jail. Nothing has been done for that. Africa Center, in terms of working with the communities, is addressing all those issues.
Right. I think you're doing a great work, because it is a place where you can go and find like-minded people, and then, as I said, you also help people to develop and to integrate. And of course, I'm going to just take one more of that social and cultural part of your community, which we saw on African Day. We saw the food display, the food regalia, from food to dancing to poetry, and so much that was displayed, because part of your work is also to promote the social culture of the different Africans represented, because there are so many of us represented. Although most people try to say that Nigerians, we are the greatest number, but we have so many. So yes, I say kudos to Nigerians, but there's so many Africans just represented. And when you come onto African Day, you see this beautiful cultural display and you meet with people. It is a wonderful continent, and thank you for doing that. Now, just before, because we are coming quickly to the end, I want you to just quickly tell us about your strategy plan. You have a 5-year strategy. Just give us a summary of it, and then we're going to see how people can come and be part of what you're doing? Just a quick summary.
Yes, Mary, our strategic plan is for 5 years. One year has already gone. It's from 2021 to 2025, saying by what we believe, because we did some consultation with the African community and various members, and it appeared that there was so much to take on board in the Africa Center work. So there was a need to address the community participation issues, like I just mentioned a few of them, but also we had partners that have been doing some kind of great work, who have been supporting us, and that's how we're even able to touch the development education issues. So we promote inclusion with different perspective of development education discourse, policy and practice in Ireland and at European level. I mentioned the Africa Also Smile, and then we showcase development resources as well in Africa and in Europe at education level. You mentioned this storytelling, which is only one way to show what potentiality we have, but also the rich culture that we engorge in ourselves. We do some kind of activity like annual lectures, which is sometime really good for us to show what potentiality is also in our people. And we have the Africa program. Africa program is something that we encourage the diaspora in terms of working at their host country, but also connecting or linking up with their country of origin, because we have a lot of potentiality, a lot of expertises that are not being really used in our continent as well in terms of development, so on. And Mary, we work with the African Union Labour Committee. It's something that we address migration issues. Asylum, you know yourself, and many people know how our people are facing challenges, not only in Ireland but across Europe with the Mediterranean disasters and so on. Our program, Africa program, provide mentorship of young people and people who want to go for exile for better lives and so on, without taking on board the risk and the challenges that we face on their journey. So we provide mentorship with training to enable them to look at better solution for their problem, on and not only just the exit. Mary, we do youth program. I told you here.
Yes,
the young people. African young people in Ireland are facing difficulties and a lot of challenges. Our role is to provide them platform, which is a safer one, for them to discuss the issue, but also support them to achieve their goals, either through training, through referral services, or providing them the need they really want by working with our stakeholders and partners to make sure that the objectives are achieved. One important point, Mary, is policy and research. We do engage in informing development policy in Ireland and in African countries as well, as cross-cutting issues between program activities that we organize with our partners. So our strategy plan can be viewed on online. I think we have them on our website. Right. But also, Mary, having said that, there are a lot of challenges. We have no funding. We in terms of core funding, we have none. We are struggling with membership organization, of course, but the members' contribution is minimum for to really take on board all this work that we are doing. And we are calling for good opportunities there, good Samaritans out there who really want to support the African community, to think of of the Africa Center and support us to achieve our goal, because we have so massive work to do. But unfortunately, funding is really a challenge for us as an organization.
Well, that's a good thing. We put that out there that, you know, with all this work doing, especially the work among the youth and development and so many things that you're doing, I'm sure there are organisations out there, great big business people who could say, we are going to provide a part-time worker, because most of the people working in African Solidarity Centre actually volunteers,
yes,
aren't they? So it would be good to have a part-time worker or a full-time worker that would be able to oversee, you know, more things and expand more things. And even if it's just to support a workshop or a seminar, somebody could do that. It doesn't, you know, you
fantastic.
Could, you could
we will welcome that. And anyone who wants to discuss that with me is very welcome to contact me at chairperson@africacenter.ie or contact me on my mobile phone 083-390-3848, and I'll be happy to discuss that with the person.
Fantastic. It's always good to know that they are wonderful. I love the Irish. Their heart is always willing to support. And anybody else that is out there, you may just want to support a little thing, or you may want to say, listen, we're going to give the African Solidarity support for part-time worker for the next year, at least even to cover this strategy plan so we can get it on the road.
Thank you very much.
Or cover rent, whichever way. There's so many ways people can help, isn't there? Now, I wanted to also ask you, what would you say were the main achievement that you've had over these 21 years? Because you've had a lot, but just give us a few because we're coming towards the end.
Well, Mary, we achieved a lot. I can say that from learning from our founding father, recent Zoom call, but also talking to every one of them, and it was challenging at the time. They were able to set the stepping stone for many of us as African communities or diaspora in Ireland. Many organizations that, let me remind you that the Africa Solidarity Center was the first African diaspora-led organization to be founded in Ireland. Any other organization that came after would have been inspired by the Africa Center Ireland, or even got directly support from the Africa Center to be where they are. They have addressed a lot of issues regarding our human rights issues in Ireland, integration issues in Ireland, education, which has been a great achievement. We have resources online on research and publication that we did that I invite people to look into it. The Africa Also Smile is something that no one else, even though some might say they're speaking, do not do. We have a handful of resources even online that schools, universities, teachers, people who really want to learn about Africa and to understand the positiveness or the resources we avail online, they can go and look at it. Otherwise, they can still contact me. Mary, we challenged a lot of issues with some of the stakeholders from the Department of Education, Ministry of Justice, and again, we continue to do that today. We address like mental health issues. We mentioned here you've been part of the core group, which is again good to say that we got even a continual support to take that mental health further. We were able to raise issues that no one will speak about it. Recently, with the global movement following George Floyd's issues, I told you we were here. We empower and push the youth and the community to come together and address some of the issues, and we've seen the amazing change that has been there. We campaign for hate campaign, the hate crime legislation actually is not 100% yet, but with other organizations that have been working on the ground to address all those issues, now a committee has been put by the Department of Justice addressing that. We're still waiting to see the outcome and how far they're going to go, but a lot of achievement have been done. We supported family through the journey, either in the asylum system, housing, integration. Recently, Mary, we had a sad story back in January. One of our brother was thrown out on a house in Tala, and nothing was done to support the family. the poor family, a father and two girls, two boys, ended up in a 2 meter square room with a mattress, sleeping on the floor for almost 3-4 months. The Africa Center had to step in and make sure that something is done, and these families is back in a beautiful house now, enjoying their peace and their freedom. We did a lot of things, and I wish, like, you had told me this, to bring like a witness to give testimony of what quietly the Africa Center doesn't talk too much. Like we always say that usually a barrel that make a noise is empty barrel. The one that has content doesn't.
I like that.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to say to you that there are many people who will be. This room will not contain people that can come here and testify what we have done so far.
Well, that's what funders need to hear, that exactly. It is working. And over these 25 years, and you continue to soldier on, and with your new plan, I wish you the best. But before
Mary, let me remind you that it's an important for our support and our work that for those who are not aware, we've been supporting the undocumented scheme. The Department of Justice has launched a new scheme to regularize all undocumented in Ireland. Which unfortunately, many people came forward, but some of them are still reluctant to come because of misinformation. The Africa Center, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days in a week, is in the office and welcoming people who have difficulties, who don't know how to go about and how to put the application to come forward, because we're supporting them to put this application through. And we have an amazing news to tell you here, Mary. I can't say the number here, but we have many people who have achieved their residency after 8 years in Ireland with no residency.
I thank God for that. That is really wonderful news. Well done. You're very supportive. You're grassroots. How could we become a member of the African Centre? Because I know your membership is open.
Yes, our membership is open. The form is online. You can also email us, and it's very simple. Just an undertaking of supporting our vision mission, which the form allows you to sign. But you can also call into the office if you want to become a member. The membership fees are, asylum seekers and refugees are exempted from the fees. A student or those who are not employed, who are jobless, who are unemployed, paid only €5. Individual members is only €25, and organization are €50. Corporate, like those who can't do more, are simply ask for minimum of €150 or more, depending on how much they can contribute. So we are open for anyone. And let me say that the Africa Center, a full name, like I said at the beginning, is Africa Solidarity Center Ireland. The Africa Center wouldn't have existed without the support of our friends. So it's not only African or African descent. We have Irish friends, European friends who are member and who have been working with us and support us. So everyone is welcome. The membership is open to everybody.
Lasan Kurego, we are so pleased to have you here, and thank you for filling us that all that achievement, all that has been done. We wish you more in the next 21 years, but we're looking forward to your plan. And that place, we're going to be in Waterford this weekend.
This weekend, yes.
Yeah, just quickly give us that again, very quickly.
Yes, we're having the Africa Diaspora Development Forum in Waterford on the 25th of June. We'll be addressing the theme of challenge and opportunities for young diaspora in young African in diaspora, and we'll be having amazing two ladies. Mambobo Ogoro and our respected councillor Yemi Adenuga. The venue is St. Patrick Gateway Center, Patrick Street, Waterford City. So
Thank you. Whoever
want to come and having difficulties of getting to the place can email us at info@africacenter.ie.
Thank you, Lassan, for coming in today.